this is something where there's a lot of information that's coming in. We're learning about what types of hemp can be grown, and there's, you know, grain, there's fiber, there's CBD, and within each of these essentially end products, we have different production systems. So they're grown differently, they're maintained differently, and that's where we're seeing a lot of, you know, confusion about how to produce these crops, and we really want to kind of alleviate some of that, put some ground truth to everything that we're hearing out there. Because these production systems are quite frankly very different from each other, and it's going to change how you essentially grow these crops. So I like to think of it this way. If we're talking about grain and fiber, we're thinking more about row crop production, things like, you know, corn. For the grain side and for fiber, we're thinking more of a hay production system. And then with CBD, it's much more specialized, much more labor intensive, and you're thinking of something like a vegetable operation. So they're quite different, and because of that, we really want to make sure that producers are going to be getting the best information so they know which route they want to go. There are some producers who are going to be giving it a go this year. I know it's been kind of a crazy growing season to start so far, or planting at least. So there are producers who are going to be giving it a shot this year, primarily on the CBD side. But we wanted to bring in some producers who have some experience actually growing this already. So for our event, Steve Tomlins out of Delavan, Wisconsin, it's actually his second year. This will be his second year producing a CBD crop. And so we're going to be having him come in to talk about the challenges and just give us a chronology of what a growing season would be like for a producer who wants to do this. Because a lot of the equipment that you're going to be using is specialized and things like that. So we want to just kind of give producers an idea of what they're going to be getting themselves into if they decide to go this way. So fortunately, being so close to the Wisconsin border that we are, we can tap into kind of some of these resources, because Wisconsin will actually be going into its second year of producing, so they kind of have the leg up on us.